A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew, chapter number 5, from verse 38 to verse 42. Reading from the Authorized King James Version, the scripture says, "And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was coming, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment." We'll be looking at the subject of separation, the power of separation. It is important for us to know that life cannot be, or destiny or dreams cannot be fulfilled in a crowd. There is the need for you to separate yourself if you must fulfill the purpose of God for your life and for your destiny. We have seen how Abraham needed to separate himself from his father's house and also from Lot, his nephew. We've also seen how Joseph had to be separated by God. God used his brothers to launch him out of his father's house so that his dream, so that his vision could find interpretation and expression. We have also seen a little lad who separated himself from the sins of the young men, those he grew up with. He did not join the multitude to do what was wrong. He did not follow them because he could not beat them. Rather, he left them. We've seen Samuel, who separated himself to fulfill the purpose of God for his life. Here we are reading the story of Jairus. Jairus came to Jesus to beseech him to pray for his dying daughter. But Jesus' ministry was interrupted on his way to Jairus' house, interrupted by a woman who exercised her faith by touching the hem of Jesus' garment, and her 12-year-old infirmity was healed instantly. So the service was paused for this woman to share her testimony. And after listening to her, Jesus proceeded to Jairus' house. But along the way, people met them and told Jairus not to bother the master again because his daughter was already dead. Jesus went ahead anyway, and getting there, he saw a large crowd who were weeping, who were wailing, who were mourning for Jairus. Let me pray with you. People will not gather to mourn with you in the precious name of Jesus. There will be no untimely death in your life, in your family, around you, in the precious name of Jesus. You must, however, understand that there will always be people who are ready to mourn, to weep, to cry, to wail over any such thing. People who have not greeted you for a long time, if any bad thing happens, they will call you. They will come around you. And that's why I'm praying that God will give no room for any evil or bad thing in your life and around you in the precious name of Jesus. These people gathered around Jairus. And when Jesus got there, Jesus told them, "Why are you weeping? The little girl is not dead." So the Bible says they laughed him to scorn. Sometimes people will laugh you to scorn because God has not shown up. But don't worry, let them laugh. God is going to show up on your behalf, and you are going to have the last laugh. Don't forget, in Psalm 126 from verse 1, the Bible says, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like they that dream." God will turn away your captivity, particularly that thing that is making people to mock you, to laugh at you. He will turn it around for you. And when he does, you will be like one that dream. So here, Jesus practiced the separation. He practiced separation. Look at what he did. He put them all aside. So there is the need for you to put people aside. He put them all aside and he entered into the place with the father, the mother of the damsel, and the disciples who were with him. And so he went in, separated himself, separated Jairus from the crowd, from those who won't let the miracle happen. And he went in to raise Jairus' daughter back to life. The point this morning, dear listener, is who are those people or what are those things that I need to separate myself from in order to fulfill the purpose and the counsel of God for my life? You must first and foremost understand the need to separate yourself from sin. There are sins that easily beset us, and the word of God said that we should separate ourselves from those sins that easily cling to us because of the great thing ahead of us, because of the place that God is taking you to. There is the need for you to separate yourself from the sins that easily cling to you. Separate yourself from sin. It is the number one thing that could prevent a man from arriving at his place in life and his destiny. Break yourself free from the power of sin. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 6 and in verse number 14, that sin shall not have dominion over you. You must also separate yourself from doubters and faithless people. Those who doubt the word of God, those who do not have faith in God and his word, you must separate yourself from them. They are very toxic and they could affect you negatively. Joshua and Caleb separated themselves from the other 10 spies who came with negative report of the place that God had sent them. They were negative people. And that is the third category of people or thing you must separate yourself from. People who are negative. People who are always saying that it is not possible. People who are always saying that it cannot happen. People who are saying you cannot achieve that dream or that you cannot do it. You've got to separate yourself from them. You must separate yourself from people who are not going to the same direction with you. Those who don't believe in your dream and the things that you believe, separate yourself from them. You must separate yourself from those who belittle you. Those who make you feel inferior, who make you look inferior. Break yourself free from such people, from such association, negative association. Separate yourself. Separate yourself from people who think your dream cannot happen or that it is too lofty or too great or too big. Separate yourself from jealous people. People who are envious of your results. People who cannot speak lightly or kindly to you. Who are angry at your success. Separate yourself from scorners. Scorners are those who belittle the things you hold in high esteem. Scorners are those who jeer at the success of others. If you have any friend or anybody around you who belittle the achievement of other people, who scorn at the results and the efforts of others, you better separate yourself from such people. They won't let you go far in life and in destiny. Don't ever forget what the scripture says in Psalm 1 and in verse number 1. Blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Avoid the scornful. Run away from them. You must also separate yourself from those who sow the seed of discord among brethren. Those who sow the seed of discord, divisive and offensive people, separate yourself from them. Romans chapter 16 verse 17 tells us to avoid those who cause division among us. Let's avoid those who are bringing, who are sowing the seed of discord. Anybody that comes to you to tell you tales about another person is sowing the seed of discord. Separate yourself from them. Separate yourself from fornicators, from covetous people, from idolaters. Separate yourself from railers and from the drunk. Anybody who is covetous, anybody who is an idolater, who introduces you to other gods, anybody who invites you to come and do something, to add something to your Christianity and to your prayer, separate yourself, run away from any such person. Whoever tells you that your faith is not enough to make it happen, that you have to do something extra, separate yourself from such people. Please separate yourself. There's a greater glory ahead of you. God is taking you to a greater place, but there is something, But there is the need for you to separate yourself so that the counsel and the plan of God for you may find fulfillment and expression. And it shall be so for you in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and begin to pray. I break myself free from every negative association, from negative people, from doubters, from scorners, from divisive people. I break myself free. I separate myself in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, expose any unfruitful association or relationship around me. Expose them and give me the grace to break free from such in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will expose every ungodly, every bad association, every bad thing or bad people around me and give me the grace to break free from them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to make this declaration prayers with me and say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I refuse to stand in the way of sinners. I refuse to sit in the seat of the scornful. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I have no fellowship with any unfruitful work of darkness. I have no fellowship with any unfruitful worker of darkness. I expose them. I break free from them. I separate myself from them. I break free from the power of sin. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I press on by the power of the living God to the place of my divine destiny. I will fulfill God's purpose for my life in the name of Jesus. Abraham got to the place that God has destined for him. I will get to my place. Joseph got to his throne. I will get to my throne in the name of Jesus. I will not be limited. I will not be stopped. Samuel separated himself and he fulfilled destiny. I will not be stopped. I will fulfill destiny. I will fulfill purpose. I will make impact in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us at noon today for our Moriah Convocation, our interdenominational prayer meeting. Time is 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman at Duluju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.